It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey everybody, WFO, and I am WFO Joe, and I want to talk fast. Based on what happened to us yesterday, if you were watching me and Austin Proc talking Chili Bowl, and it was great, and then it was gone, and there was like a statewide or at least Southern Florida wide outage of AT&T. And so now I am, we're going for one show in a row. Matt Smith, the 2020 Camping World Drag Racing Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion, is going to be joining us just seconds from now. And hopefully if you're out there on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, you'll share the show. I heard that like you guys stayed connected to the stream for like 10 minutes just waiting for me to come back. Like we had a stream up. Yeah. Sorry. What are you going to do? But that's all in the past. Why are we talking about the past? We're here to talk about the present and recent past, as in the 2020 season. Matt will be joining us seconds from now, but I do want to shout out the people who make it possible for me to do this with great racers like Matt Smith, guys like Total Seal Piston Rings. I was just letting people into the new Hidden Horsepower Facebook group. And if you haven't checked that out, it's cool. We got a new episode of Hidden Horsepower up right now. Lynn Haddock, great story. Go check it out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. But it's really an exercise for the engine builders out there to know that they should be using Total Seal Piston Rings. Simple as that. Also, samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Speaking of high-performance engine builders, they do a great job. Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs and everything good. Rodak down there in Fort Worth, Texas. If you don't start your day with a little Rodak, you're missing out. I'm telling you, I will keep telling you as long as he lets me, as long as Marvin wants to be involved with WFO Radio. And Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure, frankhawley.com. Why don't you try to drive a dragster in 21? Drive a dragster. Change your life. Get hooked on this deal and then, go out there and run the sport, run the tour on a regular basis. And of course, our friends at Nitro Fish, who have our WFO Radio 10th anniversary t-shirts in their store. Check it out. Use the promo code WFO20. Thanks to Randy Lynn and Bo for that. And if you want a face covering, you can get it there, but you can also get it right on WFOradio.com. It is in our WFO store, along with Snake's book and the new Warren Johnson book and all kinds of great stuff. Just $10. You get some stickers. You get WFO just like that. All right, let's bring him on. He's the champ. How is that for like expedited sponsor mentions? We'll talk about him more later and get some of your comments later on. I've got some announcements as well, but it's time for the champ. In 2020, he was the best of everyone for the fourth time in his career. Matt Smith joins us now. Matt, congratulations. Welcome back. A new year, but I bet you're hoping for the same result.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. It's a new year and, our bikes were pretty dominant. All three of the bikes out of our camp, we finished 1, 3, and 5. So, and everybody won a race and everybody went over 200. So I think MSR had a pretty good year.
Is that your best year? Like, do you keep track of championship years? Like, people keep track of their children, their favorites. What about that? I don't see how it could have gone much better other than if you had won more races because there were more races to win, which was out of your control.
Yeah. I mean, as far as that, I think 13 might've been our best year. We had four bikes that finished in the top 10 in points. And we won a championship then, and John Hall won a couple races that year that was with us. So, it's hard to top this year. I mean, everybody's dealt with, the whole pandemic and for our abbreviated system, we only had 8 races this year. We had 5 number one qualifiers, for me, Scotty got a number one qualifier, which made 6 for our camp out of the 8 races. And we had 4 wins between all 3 members. So, all in all, a great year for MSR.
Including the U.S. Nationals and the Mickey Thompson Pro Bike Battle and Indy, that was all kind of rolled in at once. And all right, since I'm trying to pressure you into saying this was the greatest ever, that had to be the greatest single weekend ever, right? Like, maybe if you had won the big go instead of Scotty, but to give him his first and only career win, knowing how hard he's been pushing, I think about John Hall and what winning Indy means to him even now. You can't take it all for yourself, and that was a way to give back.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why we have this team like we have. I mean, everybody in the world can't come out here and spend $200,000 or $300,000 and build them a competitive bike and come run and travel the circuit. They have normal jobs. So just like Scotty, he's a flying fly guy, and he gets to do this and have fun. And to get him his first win, to go over 200, number one qualifier, I mean, we couldn't ask for too much better weekend. And he was in the finals against me in the battle, and he read it. So, I mean, he could have doubled up that weekend. But all in all, great weekend for our team and great year for us for what we went through, which everybody went through.
There you go. We got Facebook users out there weighing in, people out there on YouTube weighing in. Everybody saying what's up to you guys. That you're, are you ready to go? Or are you still working on stuff? I am under the understanding, as we shift our attention to the 2021 season, you know, Gator Nationals, where you normally start. So it's a normal 2021 for the Pro Stock Motorcycle teams. You guys are, you know, usually getting prepared right up until the very last second. Is there anything that is throwing you for a loop or causing you issues, or are you guys pretty much ready to roll?
I mean, we're pretty much ready to roll. We have all of our motors are ready to go. We're still just playing with a couple on the dyno, trying some new stuff and doing some R&D. But for the most part, all of our stuff's ready to go. We are building, you know, Angie a new bike, and I'm supposed to get a new bike for the first of the year, but I don't know if that's going to happen for me. But Angie will be on a new bike this year. And, you know, we're putting our foot forward, trying to get everything done. And, you know, just sometimes you get throw curveballs, and that's where we're at right now. You know, we're just trying to manage and weigh out some new stuff that just come out.
Yes. And so, not everybody knows what's going on behind the scenes in the category. And this is professional racing. First of all, let's start out there. If you're a fan of Cup or Formula One or IndyCar or Nitro or Pro Stock Motorcycle, you guys are professional Pro Stock Motorcycle racers. This is your business. We all remember the you and the Steve Johnson, the hobby racer thing, et cetera, and so on. This is your business, how you earn a living, right? And so you are up on every aspect of this and every bulletin that comes out. It's earth-shaking news. And so there have been some news that have come out pretty recently. Try to get us up to speed. And for those that are just like fans who want to see people win races, tell us about how it's changing the game a little bit.
Yeah, I've dug into it quite a bit today. Yesterday I was driving home from Michigan. And I got Steve Nichols called me and told me, said, hey, he says, you see the news of the new fuel in your class? And I'm like, no, total shock. Anyway, NHRA announced that there's a new spec fuel for the Pro Stock motorcycles. It's called something Cyclone 17. And it's Sunoco fuel, but we're still able to run our SR18. And I think the biggest thing that makes me upset about this is they waited 2 months. Our race was over with in November, and we've gone all through November and all through December and part of January here, R&D, building parts, build new stuff, buying new stuff, and they throw us fuel on us. And the second part of that frustrated me off.
Can I just jump in real quick just to understand? We know over the years there have been a couple of changes in fuel. And if a company like Sunoco wants to provide for everybody and they make a deal with NHRA, I'm all for that. I know in the Lucas Oil Series, VP is involved in others as well. People can choose. But one thing we did learn is that every fuel has got its own character and you got to tune to it, right? Like that's something that's imperative. So now there's going to be two fuels in use simultaneously in Pro Stock Motorcycle. That, I don't know if there's precedent for that or a recent precedent for that. I wonder how we'll know who's got what. That just kind of sparks me a little bit, like thinking about it. Go back to it or maybe comment on what I just said, whether I'm right or wrong in my understanding.
Yeah, I think you'll see all the Suzuki guys run the new fuel. This is a red fuel. The SR18 is a yellow fuel. So that's the only thing you can tell the difference of seeing it. But from what I'm understanding, Vance and Hines has been working with Sunoco probably for 6, 7, 8 months now of developing a new fuel for their Suzuki customers. The big problem I have with this is they've been dynoing it. They've been doing all this stuff since I would say July. All right. On the SDS sheet that was sent out to everybody, if you click on that and look at the fuel, this fuel was made and they finally had the process of putting it all together 9/2020. So everybody can say this fuel's been out for a while. It has not. This is the first version of this fuel. It come out 9/2020, and they've had all this time to get their motors ready for it. And that's what's frustrating to me, is because we're on a not only are we on a budget, but we're at the point that right now, if we get the fuel, which I can't get the fuel in my hands until end of next week, perhaps, we don't know what it's going to do. So we might have to change compression ratio. We might have to change cam timing. There's a lot of stuff we might have to change, and we can't get parts made before Gainesville. And that's the other problem I have. If they're going to do this, everybody should have known about it up front at the same time, and not take advantage of just the inline force to get this fuel up front, and that way they get to do everything. Not one V-twin customer, not Hector Arana, not Ron Ayler, nobody knew about this fuel until yesterday. And to this day, I don't think any of us have got that fuel but Vance and Hines.
Wow, interesting. And here I did a quick search. Cyclone 17 is designed to offer quick throttle response and uniform atomization throughout the evaporation process. Cyclone 17 will excel in high compression, high RPM engine with large intake runners. And it goes on. You can read all about it on SunocoRaceFuels.com. I can understand how that might be tweaking a little bit. Like, what if it's better? What if it's better for you guys? Like, how would you know? And how do you know?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, you know, just because there's a fuel out, we don't know if it's going to hurt us or help us. You know, we can run SR18, and I have changed enough components in the motor and done everything that I can to make the SR18 be good to our bikes. It showed, because we've been the fastest thing the last 2 or 3 years. And the biggest thing is, I just hate to get blindsided by something when you're 8 weeks from the first race. And we don't know what this season is. Yes, we've got 16 races on the schedule. Do we think we're going to run all 16 races? Absolutely not. I don't think so. With the pandemic or what's going on, I think we're going to have an abbreviated schedule like we did last year.
Sure.
And when that happens, now if these guys have an advantage for 2 or 3 races, and now all of a sudden it goes like last year, and all right, we're throwing a countdown out. Now it's points from the word go. Now we're already at a disadvantage, the V-twins.
Wow.
So that's what I'm looking at, is we are at a disadvantage right now because we don't have it. Suzuki customers, the only person that makes motors is Vance and Hines. They've had this fuel for a while, and they know what it does. Nobody else does.
Wow. I can understand. Again, it goes right back to, like, I always try to put myself in the mind of the listener out there, and like, somebody is definitely saying, well, this guy's the champ. It doesn't matter to him. But you've thought deeply. Like, that's what I want to stress to everybody who watches WFO on Facebook and on our app and all that stuff. Like, you guys, this is your life. This is your life. You've already thought about, maybe there won't be a countdown. Of course, there's one on the schedule, but maybe there won't be a countdown. Maybe first round at Gainesville is the 20 points that's going to make you win or lose the championship, right? Like, that's how deeply you're thinking about it. We don't know how many races. Certainly, we know the pandemic and the vaccines, and they're not rolling out fast enough, and we were hoping to be ahead, all of that. So you're thinking about this really deeply. What's the solution now, though? Like, okay, like, water over the dam. Maybe they said, well, why do we need to let the guys with the V-twins know, because it's not for their bikes or something? Can they ban it for you guys, or can they, like, is there a way to make it right in your mind? Like, how do we get past this?
Well, it's for everybody, and you can run either one, SR18 or the 17. So my whole thing is, I'm fine with getting this, you know, submitted, and it's already approved. We already know that, and they're not going to take that back. What I wish it would be done is, all right, they say, all right, we're going to give the V-twin guys ample enough time. If they need to make a change to their bike, they got time to get parts made and all that. And I just wish they would delay before anybody can use the fuel till, let's just say, the third or fourth race of the year. I mean, it's just not, I mean, they've already got a new motor. They got a new motor approved 2 years ago. Nobody right. took advantage of that last year, except for Chris Bostic. And it wasn't even the Vance and Hines motor. It was a Monstar head motor, which George Baybor did. So in the grand scheme of things, nobody took advantage of the rules they already had. Now we're giving them more rules advantage from what I'm hearing. And we don't even know what's going to happen. They could come out here and go 660s at 204, 205. And how long do you think it's going to take NHRA to make a rule change? I don't think they'll make a big enough rule change at the beginning to slow them down, you know. So we don't know what the effects are. And I wish this would have been tested and done in front of NHRA and the tech people at a private test session with V-Twin guys and Suzuki guys, so we all would have been on the same page and just not getting, like a guy said, it's a throat punch. It's a punch in the throat at this point in the year.
Yeah, Derek says it's a throat punch, and it's a throat punch. But at the same time, not to take fun out of this anguish, but this is racing season right here. This is racing season stuff. We're having a discussion. We're thinking about what's coming up at the Gator Nationals. Tickets are on sale. Amley Motor Oil, NHRA Gator Nationals. And I'm excited to see, like, is this the first controversy of 2021? I feel like it might be.
Yeah, it might be, but I can tell you, you know, you're going to hear more news out of NHRA and what's going to happen. But I will say that there's more big news coming out for our class, and I don't think it's a good perspective for our class. I think it's going to hurt our class when it's all said and done. And okay. I'm not going to say what it is, but everybody will know when it comes out. It's just not beneficial for our class.
Wow, you just teased us right there. This has been great. You know, after what happened with Austin Proc yesterday, where we lost our internet connection, this has been a good rebound. But, you know, I've been thinking about the class, like you just teased us with there's going to be some news. I think that the big news that everybody's wondering is, like, who are you going to be competing against? We've seen that Jerry Savoie has suggested that he's going to come back and try to win the championship, but this might be his last year, which he says a lot, but I can see it. He's been flirting with that for a while. You know, Steve Johnson was on the bounce back, but consistently over the years, your number one rival have been the Harley Davidsons. And we know what happened with them. And, you know, just as Angel was getting going and that rivalry was building and the fun we were having. And of course, Andrew and Eddie, who we love, and you guys have all swapped the championship around over the past couple of years. I'm wondering, are we going to see them? I'm going to invite them on the show as we get a little bit closer. But, you know, who are you looking at as your top competition here in 2021?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Suzuki team out there, whether it's Jerry's team, whether it's Reed Motorsports that's coming out with brand new Suzukis from Vance and Hines with Corey and Joey riding it. You know, I think that, and Steve Johnson, I don't know if he's going to get the new motor, but he's definitely going to get the new fuel. And I've already heard of rumors that the Suzuki team tested the fuel, and it was a solid 10th improvement when they put it in testing.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Can there be a 10th in the fuel? Like, obviously, we know there's a lot in fuel, but, like, you know, leaded gasoline, can there be a 10th from one to the next?
Yes. If it's that bad, and they're tuned up and they didn't change the stuff to make it better for the SR18, then yes, there can be a 10th. When we switch, I'll give you a little inside real quick. When we switch from VP, so when Sunoco bought the rights 10 years and they put the SR18 in, we lost 22 horsepower on the dyno by putting the VP25, C25 to the SR18. Now, we've had to make our motors. We've changed that to compensate for their fuel, and we've got all that power back to where we were 5 years ago. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. There is big advantage to fuel just pouring it in and going fast, especially if your motor is not set up for the other fuel that you were running.
And I just did this bit a few days ago called the Engine Performance Expo, and it was all about this, like how everything matters. And if you change one element, it throws off all the other elements. And, you know, the engine will still run and you'll still go down the track, but it won't be optimal. And so you're building your tune-up in every aspect of the engine to the variable, which is the fuel.
Yes. And you know, fuel is a big deal, you know. And you have to change your compression. You have to change cam time. You have to change a lot of stuff and how to make the fuel work right. Even if you got fuel injection, there's so many different injectors out there to change the spray pattern of how the fuel is atomized, about how fast it burns, you know. And that's the stuff that you have to change to adapt to stuff. And obviously, the Suzuki guys were not willing to make all those sacrifices and change all that stuff to get their stuff right. Because when we changed over to SR18, Suzuki's dominated. they dominated with the fuel at first. If you remember, Scotty Palchik was on Greg Underdahl's bike, and they were wearing everybody out. They never won a race, but they were running fast, number one qualifiers, and all of a sudden it just changed like that. And you have to change your motor combination and how your fuel is delivered to make optimal power with the fuel that is a mandate. And that's where we're at right now. You know, we have to go back now to the drawing board and see what this new fuel likes.
Wow. And Steve posting a comment right there. The new fuel plus a new motor could be very lethal. And while I've got him out there paying attention, I just want to thank Steve for giving me a ride from the starting line to where I was going at ZMAX Dragway 2 years ago. Thank you, Steve. That was really nice of you, so I didn't have to walk. If I was a Suzuki fan, though, they should be happy, right? Like, they got to be feeling better about their chances here in 21 to go out there and mix it up and get a little manufacturer rivalry going back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to be fast right off the bat. You know, maybe NHRA will take some weight back off of us, off the V20, so where, you know, we can be competitive again. I mean, I would love to see our class run in 660s at 200 every time down the racetrack. It's not just me and my team running 200. I'd like to see numerous teams be able to do that. But at the simple fact of, it's just hard to give one brand an advantage over fuel. And it seems like that's what's happened by giving them an ample amount of time to test and develop stuff where the V-twin guys are not going to have that time.
And I did not know about this, and this is interesting, but now I'm going to dive in and try to get some more information as much as is possible. Do you think, though, that is ultimately the goal, right? To make the Suzuki a little quicker and then back you guys up with weight and then have everybody be equal?
Yeah. The tech department in HRA has told me that they would like to give Suzuki a big enough advantage to where they can put 20, 30 pounds on those bikes. You know, so those guys are not having to starve themselves.
Right? Like, that's a big deal. Like, I talked to Jerry after he won the U.S. Nationals, and he was eating a cheeseburger at the boathouse, and it was sad. He said it was the first burger he had had in like 9 months. That Kalungian was after him about, you know, starving himself. That's not good. That's not healthy. We shouldn't have our racers. Steve Johnson talks actively about how he's got to like really restrict his diet. That's not good. So, you know, we want our people to be able to eat.
Yes, correct. And you know, the Suzukis, they weigh 600 pounds, and the V-twins are at 640. So pound per cubic inch, and I've had the Suzukis on my dyno. I've had two Advanced 9 Suzukis on my dyno. Pound per cubic inch per weight, Suzukis right now with the two-valve motor with the SR18 make more horsepower per pound per cubic inch than the V-twins make. We're just doing a better job tuning in, a better job of making our components work with that fuel. They just never caught up to making their stuff work with that fuel. So that's why this new fuel is going to be a blessing to them, you know. And we don't know what the new motor is going to do because nobody has said, but I've heard rumors it's 25 to 28 horsepower better than the two valves. So if all that happens, the V-twin is going to be really far behind.
Right, right. Like if Kalungian's over there with the four valve and, you know, like who knows exactly what's going over. But this is a big story. I'm intrigued. Angie says she doesn't eat burgers at all. Is that true, Matt? Is that true?
No, she's pretty good on her diet program. I mean, even though we have a bunch of weight on her bike, I mean, she eats healthy and works out all the time. And she's got me started to work out and try to get healthy again. So, you know, I'm getting older and I've got to do that to stay competitive.
Absolutely. Okay. So Jim's got a question out there. He says, are you going to build a Suzuki for a customer just to have the knowledge? But you kind of answered that. You've already had a couple on your dyno, but what about that? Like the, you know, great racers, we've seen, you know, move around to where the best situation is. Obviously you don't want to get rid of all the stuff that you've just spent all these years developing to become champion, clearly. But what about diving into that?
Yeah, I, you know, would I build a Suzuki? Absolutely. The simple fact is I'm not going to rely on another team to give me horsepower to try to go out there and win races. You know, if I were to get a Suzuki from them, it would be strictly I'm buying the stuff and then I'm doing what I want to with it. You know, I'll just buy some parts and pieces from you, but I'm going to do that the best I can. And I don't think they really allow that with their stuff. So that's why I'm not over there doing it. I think that's why you see Hector on the V-twin. You see Ryan Ehler. All your Suzuki guys, they just buy their stuff from Vance and Hines, and they're told it's good. And I'm just not in a position to do that. I want to work on the stuff, and I want to go work and win races.
Angie's starting rumors out there that you're building her a Suzuki right now. Right now, the Suzuki is being built in the Matt Smith Racing shop, according to Angie Smith, who is posting on our page. I love starting rumors. That's fun.
Yeah, we are building a Suzuki, but it's not a pro stop bike. It's a real street bike to run in a no wheelie bar to run an XDA. So she is not lying there, but we're not building a pro stop bike.
There you go. I'm intrigued. I think this has been really good, and I like a little controversy in the category. And I'm bummed about the Harleys, though. Do you think we're gonna see them, like those guys, Eddie and Andrew, or you think we're gonna be seeing them race? Obviously you want to see them race.
Yeah, I will put a wager on it that Eddie shows up at Gainesville on a motorcycle. I don't think it'll be Andrew. I could be wrong, but I think Eddie will show up. And he will probably be on a Suzuki bike for the first couple races. Do I think that both of them will come back running this year with their V-twin combination? Absolutely. We'll just have to wait and see if that happens. But I do think that Eddie will be back out there at the first race on a Suzuki, though. I don't know if it'll happen, but we'll see.
You heard it here on WFO. We'll see. We're not holding you to this, by the way, Matt. Like, no predictions on WFO matter for anything other than for our own fun. Hey, Mark Stockseth out there watching says he got here late, but he's here. What's up, Mark?
How you doing, Mark? Yeah, he's my partner in crime in this deal. I mean, when we started this program in 2007, we've been very successful and we've won four championships together, and he's a partner of mine. And I know we've talked numerous times about buying a Suzuki and having both deals, whichever one's faster. You know, I've always wanted to prove to everybody that a Suzuki can run fast, you know. And the two times I thought I was going to be able to do it, it got pulled out from underneath of me, you know, within a race or two. So, all in all, I've wanted to prove that to people. But, you know, we'll just see what the other teams will be able to do now with what they've got.
Excellent. Now you got me fired up. I'm excited. When you look back at 21, you won in Gainesville, you won in St. Louis, five number one qualifiers, won the pro bike battle. Just a great year all in all. But what is the memory that sticks out in your mind? Like, when you think of the season, there was some pressure down the stretch. It was, you had it in hand, but it could have gone sideways. You were able to deliver. When you look back at the season and all that you dealt with, that we all dealt with, just to get to the finish line and win that championship, had to be very worthwhile. But what is the single memory that stands above the rest?
Probably the biggest memory is Angie winning the last race and me winning the championship at Vegas. That was a very special deal. We can roll back to Gainesville when I won the race and my dad won the race. That's another favorable memory, you know, that we had. When your husband and wife, you win stuff together, and then your father and son win together at the same race, that's a big deal. But just the simple fact of all three bikes in my class, in my camp, won races, and everybody went over 200 mile an hour. That was probably the biggest thing that I'm so proud of this year out of our team.
And I remember that photo shoot that you guys did, I guess, out there in Houston, and you had the bikes and the signs. That was super cool. And thinking about you and your dad and you and your wife, Angie's on there, his wife winning. But that is a big deal, getting her second win and, breaking through that confidence, the confidence to win. Like, I think Angie is going to be a ball of confidence, and watch out for Angie in the coming season.
Yeah, I think everybody that's in our camp, we're going to run fast. I mean, we're not going to go backwards. Even if this new fuel picks everybody else up, if the new fuel doesn't help us, we'll just run the SR18. We know how to run fast with that stuff, and that's where we'll be. We might have to change some stuff down the road to run the SR or the Cyclone, whatever it's called, 17. But for right now, we know that we can run the SR18 and go out there and go fast. I just think a lot of people is going to catch up to where we're at by just pouring some other stuff in.
Someone asked, what is the max CCs for the Suzukis?
I want to say it's 1,800 some CCs. I don't know the exact number, but I want to say it's either 1840 or 1830, somewhere in that range. But they're pretty big motors, you know, for an inline four.
And someone out there, I don't know exactly who it is because they haven't signed in, which is something if you do it in our group, but they're on their way back from Sonny Leonard's funeral. And said there was a great crowd there and, you know, that we're talking controversy, but he likes it. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Sonny and the big cubic inches. And obviously your dad, you know, kind of, I'm sure that they crossed paths thousands and thousands of times. We lost an icon with Sonny Leonard and, you know, just laid to rest today.
Yeah, Sonny was, man, such a great guy. My dad was at the funeral today. I do know that. He's probably on his way back. The biggest thing that I can tell people about Sonny Leonard is when we started this program in 07, Sonny Leonard was the one that did our cylinder heads. We did everything in house up there for 2 years with Sonny Leonard. We won a championship. We won races. We set national records. We did all that with Sonny. After 2 years, we just decided to start doing our stuff in-house or stuff here at my shop that we built. But Sonny was a big part to getting our program up and going in 07 when we went to the V-Twins.
Interesting. Interesting. Speaking of your dad, this year, Pro Modified, some things changing in that he's, you know, you've been talking about this partnership that you had with the Elite guys, and I guess you just kind of rolled your dad into it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's according to what day of the week it is. It's all what car he's running. He's so far this year, and I'm talking just since January 1st, he is either going to run a blower or he's going to run a pro charger or he's going to stay with his nitrous car. And what's funny is he don't even know what he's going to run at this current moment right now. He's got two nitrous cars and motors, but, you know, it's the simple fact of he is as competitive as he is, and what's good about it, he can go buy whatever he needs to go run fast. It's just having the money to do it. But, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, and I don't think he knows what he's going to do, if he's going to go blower, pro charger, or nitrous at this point.
Wow. So nothing has changed from the way things always are with your dad. Like but whatever it is, he'll be a threat to win.
Yes. Yeah. He'll be a threat to win for sure. He always has. He's 67 years old, and, you know, I just hope and pray that I'm still doing this and as successful as he is at 67 when I turn 67, because that means I had a really good racing career.
Absolutely. Well, these guys that are doing that, they don't get old. Look at the Greek, right? Like, you stay at it, you don't get old. You want to prevent aging, stay involved in drag racing. Now, it does create stress, which is not good, but it gives you something to shoot for. Steve out there says it's 1,850 cc's, 113 cubic inches max for the Suzuki. What about the shifting in Pro Mod? Did you guys talk a little bit about that? Is he in favor of that? I mean, I can get him on the show, but you're to me, that was an interesting deal. Like 5 second cars, these guys having to shift. I know why they did it. What have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a dangerous situation for a lot of them guys. My dad was not in favor of it, even though he can go shift it and do everything he needs to do. It's just a simple fact of the majority of those guys that race, they have normal jobs also. And when you don't get to test, and for the last 10, 15 years, they've never shifted a car in their life. And now they got 570, 560 cars and 580 cars, and they're going to have to go out there and shift the thing. There's going to be a lot of people drive over the head, and I think you're going to see more wrecks just because of this shifting deal. I could be totally wrong, right. But I think it might have been, you know, kind of a bad deal. They probably should have went with some teams and tested with them and just see what the effect is going to be, because we all know that class was hurt at the end of the year. When they went to Vegas, I think they only had 12 cars show up at the last race. So maybe running, you know, they probably should have went and tested with some teams and done it that way, but it's their sandbox, and we got to abide by the rules. So he's going to adapt and go with it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about your dad at all. I do, you know, I had heard that that the shifting on a timer, and there's severe tire shake, and then a shift happens, and that's what's turning guys into the wall. You know, 5 second door slammers, man. They're always going to be crazy, no matter what. I'm intrigued to see how it goes. Hey, someone just mentioned Mike Janis out there, just since we're having a kind of a free flowing conversation. I heard, you know, is Mike Janis out? Yeah, he had, but thank goodness they discovered his issue And they were able to get in there and give him. You can read about specifically what it was. I don't want to talk about someone's medical situation. Janice has put out an update that he and his doctor have gotten together. But yeah, he's not going to be racing. That's a bummer. Speaking of guys that are out there racing all the time, you never know when something's going to sideline you like that.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's no different. I mean, you know, glad Mike found it in time and wasn't in the car or something like that, or away from the doctor to where they couldn't get this done quick for him. But, you know, it's a bad deal when you live and die with racing. It's just no different. My dad's been retiring for 6 years now. We don't know if he'll ever get out of the car. But, you know, when a doctor forces you that you have to get out, that can make it even worse. You know, you'd rather just call it quit yourself instead of another opinion. But maybe that car will be back out with somebody else in it. I don't know. Right. But you know, hands down, you know, it boils down to the situation that, you know, at least he's okay and life will go on with him and he's all good.
Mark Stock Seth mentioning Sonny. I want to get this comment on the air. Sonny built my engines when I raced IHRA Pro Stock, and he built Ricky's, Matt's dad, my motors when we raced IHRA Pro Stock together in 2006. Super great guy. And yeah, it's just, we're to a point now where the sport has evolved and the time is, I don't want to say it's up, but the time for the legends to be, you know, every year we're going to lose a different legend or two. It's just part of it. And we've got to make these guys know that not only do we respect them and what they've done, and I'm talking about, you know, your dad, I'm talking about all the, like, Greek, I'm talking about everybody, that in these coming years, we've got to make sure that they know that we appreciate what they've done.
Yes. You know, it, when we go do autograph sessions and we have the Greek, who we don't even know how old he is, truthfully. But you've got Sonny, you've got my dad, you've got Don Gollerts, you got Shirley Madani, Connie Coletta, yep. You know, yep. Don Schumacher, for that fact, he raced a car back in the day. John Forrest, when these guys end up getting out of the sport or we lose them, that's a bad deal. That's a bad deal. And if you think about how old some of these guys are, you know, you talk about Schumacher, you talk about Coletta, you talk about Forrest. If they're all gone, where's our sport at? You know, because they have so many cars and out there. So I think we got to cherish the people that are here with us at that time and respect them. And, you know, hopefully they continue living the dream of putting people in their cars to go out there and go fast.
Absolutely. And that's as much fun as this sport is for the driver. That's something that I think, you know, like getting another generation in and behind the wheel and active and doing it, I think is also important for the future of the sport, because we need young people interested. And for whatever reason, these young people, they like to see other young people. How crazy is that? But it's also true. I learned that with my little nephew. Like, he picked out a NASCAR driver and we couldn't figure out why. And it was because he was the closest to his age and we didn't really understand it. Like, why wouldn't you go with one of the cool? Because he's a kid and he picked someone that looked like him. Simple as right. That. And it, Garlett's birthday, by the way, happy birthday, big out there, 89 years old. Thank you, Dale, for that reminder. I know NHRA posting a lot about it. And Derek just wants to say, hey, Paul Lee, he drove again. And I agree. You never say never, but not right now for Mike. Mike, obviously, get well soon. Any final thoughts, Matt, as we get ready for 21? Everybody's excited. We wish it was tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. We got to wait a little bit, about, 2 months or so before we're out there at the Gator Nationals and East Coast opener, but the opener for the first time ever. I'm anticipating a lot of interest and a lot of fun out there. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. I think our world in general is ready to get back to normal. At whatever cost it takes and whatever, you know, whatever can happen. But I think theoretically, I think all the fans want to come back to the racetrack. And if you saw when the NHRA opened up sportsman entry list, I think it sold out in a couple of days, you know, so every sportsman spot is filled for Gainesville. You don't normally see the pros register till the week or two before the race, but simple fact is, I mean, everybody that I've talked to is ready to get back to racing and get back to normal. And I just hope that we get back to racing full time like we need to, because, you know, I don't know how many more of these small teams and even our team can survive with going to partial races and going to less pay and doing all this stuff. We need the fans out there. We need the racers out there. And I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. We do. And we want to get back to normal. And something I've been saying is that you don't have to dive in on this one, but I'll say it. And I'm getting a little more about it is when your chance to get that vaccine comes up, take it, because that's how we're going to get back to normal. Like I never thought I'd want or miss or look forward to being shoulder to shoulder with people around the back of a pit, because I in that world, I was always trying to get away from being in a crowd. But now I miss it a little bit, and that's normal for me. Packed grandstands, packed pit areas, 10 people deep at the rail, watching these cars, watching the bikes, pushing a stranger after a good run. Like, we can't have any of that, and we know the road out, and it's going to be getting on board with this vaccine as fast as is possible. So I'm encouraging. I can't wait for my time. I just hope it comes soon enough. To me, that's normalcy.
Yeah, and I think what's going to end up happening, the only way we're going to get back to that is when you get your second dose, from what I'm understanding, you're going to get a card that says you've been vaccinated. And I really think that once we get that done and the whole United States or world or whatever is like that, then I think they're going to allow 100% activity in either restaurants, theaters, racing, football, all that stuff. But you're going to have to show that card that you've been vaccinated before they're going to let you go in. So I really think that everybody needs to do it and get vaccinated if you can. And let's get back to normal. Let's go back racing. Let's get back to the great old USA, to where we can go do what we want, when we want, and how we want.
Right. Without worrying about, like, having that little bit of worry in the back of your mind. And I understand, like, you know, live your life. And we are. But that little worry, like Derek right here, one of our listeners, he just got it and he got through it. And now he's back to work on Monday, which is great news. And I agree. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see how it all goes. And I'm hoping, 100% is never happening. We just got to get to like 75 or 80. And I think we'll be well off. And it all depends on where you are in the country, too, how many people there are. Matt, thank you very much for coming on. Super excited to do this. Another champion in the book. Plus, Angie, a race winner. You broke some news. You caused some controversy. A typical Matt Smith appearance on WFO Radio. I appreciate it. And thank you so much. And if something else happens before Gainesville, you're invited back.
Yeah, like I said, thank you, Joe, for letting me on. You'll see some more news coming out. Just remember, you heard it here first. You don't know what it is, but it's going to shock a lot of people. But, I got to thank Dizzo for sticking by us, Lucas Oil, Mark Stock, Seth, everybody that stays behind me that knows how hard that we work in this shop to make power, to go fast, to win races. We don't sandbag. We're pushing everything as hard as we can. So thank you to all the fans that support us.
And if you do sandbag, that's part of racing. There's a gamesmanship to it. In the end, you go out there, you run 200 mile per hour. That's what I like to see. Matt, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Say hi to Angie and we'll see you down the road.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
There he goes. Matt Smith. Wow. Breaking all kinds of news. We got the new fuel Cyclone 17 by Sunoco. Two fuels will be used. And Cyclone 17 is an excellent choice for drag racing and truck pulling. It is also a good choice for two-stroke racing engines because the fast-burning fuel offsets the slower burning oil present in the two-stroke, et cetera, and so on. You can find out more about it. That was kind of cool. He says there's going to be some big breaking news, and we're all going to be watching for that and wondering, like, is that what Matt meant? Is that what Matt meant? Is that what he meant? And if it is, then that's great. But just another reason to stay locked on WFO. Let's see. Matt Smith doesn't know how to sandbag, says Angie. Exactly. Thanks, Matt, says Derek. And Jim says, Matt's a great guy. Great show, Joe. Thank you very much. Oh, Corey Savoy. What's he got to say? They also need to allow people that have active antibodies, have some sort of type of card. Pfizer did zero testing on people that had already recovered from COVID, and the antibodies are the same. Okay, so here's where I would say, I don't know. What I want to do is get back to normalcy, or normality, like we were just talking about. And if that is in fact the case, look, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there in the world, right? I would definitely welcome evidence that I was vaccinated, because I would go around like Wayne's World, I got it because I'm going to get it. And I know there are people that don't agree. and that will be their choice. But, you know, if that's the case, Corey, but how long does that last? We still don't know anything is really the answer. It's a miracle, and it's also a catastrophe. It was basically a year ago that this thing emerged. 1 year ago, give or take. Some people say December, early January, whatever. Okay, it's early January. So in 1 year, it emerged. It ran rampant. We identified it. We now have a vaccine. We're administering the vaccine inside of 1 year. How do you want to look at that? Could the vaccines be going out quicker? Yeah. But is it amazing that they're going out at all? Yeah. Was it disappointing that I got kicked off the air yesterday due to an internet connection issue? Yeah. Is it a miracle that it's only happened once? Yeah. So it all depends on how you want to look at it. Glass half full, glass half empty, positive, negative, or otherwise. And you know me, on WFO, it's always positive. Let's see what Kev says. It came out in the UK, news that if you had antibodies, it only lasts 6 months. Well, we don't know anything. Nothing's locked. That's all I'll say. Nothing is locked, like information, like gospel information. It's not like, you know, the cubic inch rule for the Suzukis. Like, that's locked. We know what it is. There's not a lot of things that are locked with this. So you got to be flexible. And I like to think that Matt Smith, like, he's already gaming out how to win the championship. He's already gaming it out. Like, what's going to matter? What's the deal? How many races? Where's it going to end? Is there going to be a countdown? Yeah, there's a countdown on the schedule. But, you know, what if? And you got to be ready. Obviously, I will be racing for the championship from day one. That's easy. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right? Round one, Gainesville, those 20 points, that's your championship right there. And then obviously the second round also. So get your comments into the comments section and I will read them and we'll talk a little bit about it. I did want to pass a message from Austin Proc that, you know, he'll be racing tonight and we tried to get him on today, but they're just too busy out there. He's racing tonight. So if you're going to watch the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl, you'll see Austin in action. And he will be racing tonight. Some things that I did get from him prior to going on the air and getting cut off was that it had been 5 years since he was in a midget, but he feels really good. He did a test. The test went well. He's going to go out there and try to make some noise as a drag racer and quote unquote run well or win the thing so he can get back on WFO, which I think like he wants to be on the show and I'm just thrilled to have him on the show. And he also says, you know, he felt like he ghosted the whole sport last year. He just like disappeared, but he's super excited to come back and be back out there. So that's exciting. And thanks to Austin and John Force Racing for making him available to us. I want to remind everybody, if you would like a WFO radio face covering, like I just got a text. See, this is the thing, not to go too into this because I want to talk happy things. But a friend of mine just texted me like just now. This is just happening just now. I have COVID. You know, and when you're a talk radio guy and people text you information, it tends to make the air. So, you know, this isn't over. Be careful. Our great friend Derek out there, he told me and we talked about it on our Ignition podcast where it's not strictly related to any one subject that, you know, he's beaten it now, but that he got surprised. So just do what you can do and be safe. Obviously, we're hawking face coverings in the WFO radio store. Some of the greats out there in the NHRA wear them. I wear mine as often as is possible. Whenever there's one in every car that I have, they're everywhere in case I need one. I bring one. One of the most terrible feelings I had was I needed to go to work and I needed a haircut. So I called my barber and I said, hey, you know, it's nerve wracking. Like we were just talking about with Matt, like, all right. I'll go to the barber. You guys wear masks over there, right? Yeah, we wear the masks. Well, I got there, no masks. And the barber wasn't wearing a mask. And I was like, hey, man, where's your mask? He's like, oh, I forgot it today. So now it's on me. What do I do? Do I cause a spectacle? Do I leave? What do I do? Right? What do I do? So I got my hair cut and it worked out. I'm still here. Everything's fine. But the feeling that I had after that experience was negative. No bueno. Like, do I got it? What do I need to do? Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I risked myself. It's not, there's no point in it in doing that. So now I always carry an extra one for someone else that is going to be near me. Oh, that's great. Put this on. And then they got the WFO mask for $10. You can get one on WFOradio.com, and I'll throw in some stickers, some WFO Radio stickers, and you'll get it for $10. That includes shipping. I think that's a pretty great deal. Also, big thanks to the folks at samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology, for supporting this show, sponsoring this show over several years. Brian Massengill, Judson Massengill, Linda Massengill, that team, they've done some great things for engine building and machining and the next generation coming up. Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Look, you know, I every year I want to break through. I want to get a new customer for Marvin. Simple as that. One new customer every year. Somebody that realizes that their coffee experience could be much better. Could be much better. Rodax, 817-924-6821. This is not the cheap stuff. But then again, think about all the other things in your life that the cheap stuff is exactly that. It's the same with coffee. It's a great experience. 817-924-6821. Try the hot sauce as well. Habanero Endorphin Booster. That is my favorite one. They should call it the Joe. Approved by Joe. Total Seal Piston Rings. The leader in ring seal technology. Go-karting. Lake Speed Senior. And Lynn Haddock. Couple of Southern gentlemen that love go-karts. Decide to go to Europe. And go to Belgium. And race in the World Karting Championships. This is like in 1970-something. And they go over there, and typical Americans, they always focused on the engines. They get to Europe, they find out that the Europeans have always focused on the chassis. How stereotypical is that, right? And like chocolate and peanut butter, they work together and ultimately go on and win the 1978 World Karting Championship over a driver in the field named Ayrton Senna. It's a great story. I think it's almost, if Ford versus Ferrari hadn't been built, hadn't been made, this is maybe even a better story, the karting story. Lynn Haddock tells the story on Hidden Horsepower. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. He gives all kinds of great stuff. They're getting ready for the championship race, and something happens that enables them to go on and win. You got to listen. It's good stuff. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We also have a Facebook group, Hidden Horsepower. Get on it, but it's engine geek stuff. So if you're interested, you know it's for you. Nitrofish Racing, WFO20. That is the promo code. Get our 10th anniversary t-shirt. They are still up there. Bo and Randy Lynn giving us a promo code. Why do they do such nice things? WFO20, nitrofishracing.com. And of course, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure, frankhawley.com. Drive a dragster. This year, do it so you can understand why everybody does what they do. All right, time for some announcements, and I will then read your comments, your final comments. Announcement one. The NHRA 2021 season begins at Orlando SpeedWorld Dragway with NHRA Southeastern Division Racing. And part of the program for 2021, which I promised myself the other day, I would refer to as 21. But obviously, I'm learning myself. It will be streamed on NHRA.tv, and from what I understand, it will be for free. Right. The divisional racing is going to be on NHRA.tv. Because of that, they needed to bring in, they got to bring in the big dogs. They got to bring in the big dogs. But Reinhardt and Brian Loans weren't available, so I'm going. I will be announcing Division II racing at Orlando Speed World February 4th, 5th, 6th. Like that. So if you're going to be in the area and you want to come out and watch some of the best sportsman racers in the world, Lucas Oil Series, divisional racing, come on out to Orlando Speed World. Also, as we get close to Gainesville, that means the International Drag Racing Hall of Fame induction ceremony, like Logie Brothers, everyone going to be in there this year. I will be hosting again. So I'm super excited for that. You know, Garlitz, 89 years old. He is not watching. I can certify that. I'm pretty sure. But happy birthday, big. Anyway, a true innovator. And one of the things that I'm almost finished with Snake's book. I'm right at the finish line. I've been paused because I don't want it to be over. Unlike a movie where you get to the last 20 minutes, you realize this has been a great movie. I don't want it to be over, but you can't stop it. When you get to the last 20 pages of a book, you can put it down for a little while and savor it. Snake goes in depth about his relationship with Garlitz. And he says that Garlitz is the guy, the greatest of all time, the best of the best, the man. But they never got along. And he says that he respects him to the end, but they never really got along. But in the stories, Garlitz is there. Like Garlitz and Snake, they're there. They're looking at a blown engine. They're doing stuff. So, I don't know. It's really interesting. If you want to get Snake's book, you can get it in the WFO store. It's an Amazon link. You just click on it and it'll go right into your Amazon cart. There's also the pre-order for the new Warren Johnson book, which comes out in April, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I have put up there, including Gary Emmons emails me. He said, man, whatever you did to help Reinhardt at his shop when he's doing these live streams really worked. What is it? And so it's a piece of equipment if you want to stream like us or look like us or be like us, you know, light-wise. We're starting to put some of our how-to WFO stuff in the WFO store as well. So you can, you know, we're going to try to expand that. All right. I've stalled for you folks long enough. One more thing. Patreons, VIP Listener Club, they pay for the show. And now we've started watching the Ignition recording session. And these people, they genuinely support our show. We've calculated that the Patreons pretty much pay the internet bill. They're not getting their money back for yesterday. But join us, patreon.com/WFO radio. And if you want to join the listener club, you can do it. Simple as that. All right, let's see what people got. We got a lot of comments. I was stalling for a long time. Well, yesterday I was super excited to go on the air and then we got cut off. Let's see. Phil says no need for those shots. Disagree with you, Phil. Sorry. Disagree with you, Phil. There's always someone out there. Like there's people who feel that way about a lot of stuff. You can find a conspiracy theorist for anything, but on this, we disagree, Phil. Sorry, bud. We love drag racing together. Kev, it came out. You had to have antibodies in only last 6 months. I already read that. It was December. That's why it's called COVID-19, because it was discovered in 19. There you go. Oh, have we learned, what is it, entomology? We're all like armchair entomologists now. Steve Nichols, thanks for the show. No, thank you, Steve, again, for that ride, and appreciate what you guys do. Jeff, great show. Thanks, Matt. Back to a full track soon. That's what we all want. It's a little bit of a race against time. Chuck, great job as always. Joe and Matt, always fun to listen to. Yeah, that I agree. I agree. Matt and Angie, I've got pictures of me and Angie at like ages ago. They have been so kind over the years, like inviting me to social gatherings in their pits. Like, hey, we're going to have a band in the pit. Come by. And like, just really, really nice people and know how to turn it on. Hard-nosed racers who, when it's not racing time, are super nice. I'm not a doctor. Just want to go racing. Thanks, Joe, for the show. But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Let's see, Derek. How do we watch the Chili Bowl? It is a stream, live stream. I think it's called Flow Racing. You can find it. Like, they are advertising like crazy in my Facebook feed. Just search Lucas Oil Chili Bowl live stream and you'll get, they are not a sponsor, although they should be. I could have delivered them at least one right now. Flow Racing, just saying. We're reaching out for marketing partners right now. What are you going to do with your ad budget? You should get in on WFO. Right now, email me, joe@wforadio.com. That is an area I should do so much better in, being my own sales guy. It's not the best thing that I do. You got to know your strengths, right? That's not the strongest one. I do the show. I think I'm better at that. Let's see. Phil's back. Great show, Joe. Go for Joe. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you, bud. Let's see. Corey, some studies have shown that natural antibodies are longer lasting, more than a year, no different than the vaccine. Well, you know what, Corey, what I was thinking about was, are we going to have to get this vaccine every year like we get the flu shot? Like, is this an every year thing? Is it a one time only, like polio? Like, this is something I don't know. I don't know. And there's more vaccines coming out, and Johnson & Johnson and Novavax, etc. Mitchell. We are back to racing this weekend at Gainesville Raceway. Glad to be starting back on time Summit ET Racing Series. You know, my friend Steve Brenwald from Brenwald Media was the track photographer up there, was one of the track photographers up there, and did and does a great job. If you ever see Steve from Brenwald Media, give him a shout out there, Mitchell. Good luck to you. Tell Derek Putnam I said hi. He's a friend as well. And the Rollins gang, used to race against them way, way back in the day. Good people up there at Gainesville Raceway, and I wish they were closer. I mean, I wish the track was closer to me and I would be able to participate. But Gainesville, like, how lucky are you guys? Corey, some studies say years, and he posts a link. You can copy and paste that link. Corey Savoie posting a link to the Times. Thank you, Corey. Our Dolphins, bud. Is Tua the guy? That's the question. We should be talking about that. Dolphins draft talk. You find it on Ignition. Monica, awesome face covering. Don't forget, they need to be replaced after a certain amount of time. Yeah, where's that one from yesterday? This is one that needs to be replaced. This is, I think, maybe the first WFO radio face covering, and it is worn out. Now, it's still made of material, and it still has the handy-dandy pocket for you to put your extra filter, but yes, you got to wash them, people. You got to wash them, like with anything. You got to wash it. Like, you need to wash the thing, like on a regular basis, but don't dry it. Don't put it in the dryer. Let it air dry. Otherwise, it gets weird. Let's see. WFO Radio face covering is by far the most comfortable one in my 20 plus collection. Thank you, Corey. And Corey's the one who said, he's the one who goes, why aren't you talking about the filter spot? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't know how to promote face covering very well, obviously, Corey. And yeah, I've even got some N95 filters that I stuff in there for a little extra protection, which I believe. Let's see. Best deal out there for a mask. Yeah, $10 plus you get stickers. Go to WFOradio.com. It's in the WFO store. Browse the store. And if you think there's something cool that needs to be in that store that you see on Amazon, send me the link. I'll pop it up in there. Let's see. It's got the pocket for the filter. Exactly. Kev, love the straight talking Matt Smith. Let's get back to racing. But if you need a fix, then Bahrain 1 Pro Mod team is racing in Bahrain. Yeah, I saw the live feed earlier. They got a pretty good live feed going on. It's on YouTube. Search Bahrain International Circuit. Stay safe. Yeah, I saw that a little bit earlier today. Kind of cool. Woke up this morning. Jim Norris says, awesome. Thank you, Jim. You are awesome too. Monica, cool stuff. Congrats on the gig. Yeah. Yeah. And also, I'm going to let them roll it out on their own, but something else that's happening in Orlando. But I'll let them roll it out. Let's see. Wow, congrats. Yeah. I don't know if that's about Division II racing or Garlitz Hall of Fame. Either way, can't believe Mike Janis is leaving Pro Mod. Ah. If Mike's out there, Mike Jr., like, guys, like, health first. Drag racing comes after your health. Your health is first. And he mentioned Paul Lee. Paul Lee has been on the show and told us about his Widowmaker. He actually had the heart attack. Janis just went to the doctor. They did a procedure. It's going to take some time off. Maybe they'll put someone in the car. Does anybody have some money for me to go race Pro Mod? Let's do that. You want to see the Janis car out there? Go to Janis, pay the money, tell him you want Costello as your driver, and we got a deal. Everybody's happy. Simple as that. And I know Jeff is like, this guy's, he's trying to get his pro stock license, and I just like worked my way in on the open gig. But no, seriously, most important, Mike Janis is health. And he's doing the right thing. And he went to the doctor and they found out some information ahead of time. It's a good news story, not a bad news story. Corey, psst, entomologist, insects. Okay, well, my vocabulary, I missed that one. It's not the first time I missed it. My BIL is a doctor and hasn't had one flu case this year. Wild. Yeah, well, that's, I understand. There's a lot of people that, you know, the numbers. And what would I say? Like, are those numbers 100% exactly accurate to the number? Are any? The answer is no. Come on, people. It's obviously. Mitchell says, will do. Dolphins broke my heart. 10-6, no playoffs. Yes, Tua is the answer. Ooh, Corey, you say Tua is the answer. I am unsure. There's a lot of people who want to pull the trigger on that Deshaun Watson trade if they will take it, which they probably won't. Some people are suggesting we need to draft another quarterback. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't care about the playoffs. I felt like it was a winning season no matter what. We did well. Best season we've had in, you know, 15 years, because the whole way you knew they were getting better and better. I completely understand the reason why. It just sucks growing up and watching him race. Yeah. Announcing. Thank you very much, Jeff. Let's see. If I win the lottery, you're in. If you win the lottery, can you help me pay off my, like, my house first and then do that? I mean, lottery's big, you know? I just need $100,000. Thank you, Monica. You guys all saw that, right? Hey, edging me out. Yeah, and that's the last comment. Well, this guy is talking about pursuing his dream. Let's take a quick vote, okay? Real quick vote, everybody out there. The people who are hanging on, they're wondering why I'm just staying on the line. after the guest is over. And the answer is because I love talking to the audience and I love talking drag racing. Jeff here is the guy who made the sign that we sent to Dom Lagana. And originally we were going to auction it off. This is his business. He's in metalworking. He makes metal art out there in Colorado. And we actually sent that to Dom and Bobby. And, you know, hopefully they got it. But I'm not like, did you guys get it? Hopefully they got it. But Jeff sent that on behalf of all of you, the WFO universe, by the way. But he has revealed to me that it is his life's dream to get his pro stock license. But his question is, like, should he bother? Now he might have to sell a vehicle he's got to pay. He's going to have to pay to get his license with one of the teams. He's a racer. He races super comp. He's got a fast car. He's got a nice door slammer, Chevy Nova. He's got a nice car. But he's second guessing himself. He's saying, well, that money, like, let's say he sells this car that he's got, then gets the money and he either hands it over and gets his pro stock license, or he puts it back into the super comp car, or goes into a bunch of races and races. He could do a lot of things with that money, is the point. But the dream has always been to get his pro stock license and drive a pro stock car. It would be a dream fulfilled, but then he would have a pro stock license and do what with it? Immediately create a next dream to race a pro stock race or to use the license, etc. So WFO Universe, rapid fire, and this is how we'll end the show. Should Jeff follow his dream and get his license, or should he give up on his dream and use the money he would use for this particular dream to fulfill many other dreams? At the moment, there is really no chance of Jeff going out there and being on the full tour. But you can't do that if you don't have a license. Post that in the comment section, and we'll see what you guys have to say. There you go, Jeff. I'm solving your problem, bud. I'm sorry. He was, like, weighing on it. He's burning me up in the Facebook Messenger. Like, should I stay or should I go? What should I do? Well, we're about to find out. Right now, Jeff, we're putting the WFO universe to the task. They're going to ask. Okay, so Monica says... She just laughs at something previous I said. Facebook user, absolutely, Jeff. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's always been my dream, too. Pro stock is the best. Phil says, if I won the Powerball, I'd give some money to Joe and NHRA to renew my radio career. Yeah, give us the money. Phil, give us the money. Let's see. Derek says, yes, get the license. There's one. Get it, Jeff, says Mitchell. Ricky, yes, go for it. Phil, yes, get his license. Corey Seth, the guy that's actually involved in some sort of pro stock with Jerry Savoy, says, do the other stuff. Do the other stuff. It's not that big a deal. Just having your license. Hey, real talk. Real talk. Yeah, I got my license that I'm never going to use, that I may never use, or chase the world championship for a year in super comp or any one of 100 other things. Courage, Corey. Way to tell him the real dope. Monica, follow those dreams. Greg, do the dream. You never know what can happen. That's true. Right. A month later, like, who knows what you're going to find out. And, you know, pay down your credit cards there. That's what I recommend. Jim Norris says, stay in super comp. Go for the world champion. Pro stock is a money pit. Yeah, but money pits are fun. Oh my God, thanks, Joe. Yeah, of course, man. This is what we do. This is what being a member of the WFO universe is all about. Every now and again, you are going to be the focus. And that's what the Patreon audience is all about. And that's what all those people are all about. Let's see, Kev. Only YOLO, says Jeff. Jeff says YOLO. Go for it. Crowdfund with some more art. Ooh, yeah. Sell some art. There you go. Crowdfund with it. Look at Kev. Kev is coming up with some interesting ideas. Thanks, Corey. Corey, okay, so it's everyone versus Corey Savoy. Crowdfunding. Hey, wait a second. If we're crowdfunding anything, it's not Jeff's license. All right? I just helped Jeff with the audience right there. If we're crowdfunding anything, it's my license. Yeah. What am I thinking? All right, everybody. Thanks to Matt Smith. Matt, Angie, appreciate you guys. Thanks for the news. And the controversy, two fuels legal pro stock motorcycle Cyclone 17 by Sunoco. That's a good name. I like it. That's a good name. Patreon, yes. The Patreons are not going to get me my pro stock. Well, let's get some more Patreons on there. This show is in many ways crowdfunded. Those Patreons, if you don't realize what the Patreon is, the VIP Listener Club, it's us crowdfunding the show because they know I'm a poor sales guy, right? They know that. They're like, do we want Joe doing shows or do we want Joe, you know, writing proposals? That's what Patreon is all about. Patreon.com. You can get it on WFOradio.com. Jeff says you're awesome. No, you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, Hartford can hook it up. I'm hoping one day, you know, as we advance those pro stock bits that we do, that the logical progression is for me to do a burnout. And of course, when I excel at that, like the rest is Kev. That's what Patreons are for, says Kev. Thank you very much, Kev. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Hey, there's a new attention in the pits out. Bob Malloy's world record, Mickey Thompson Top Fuel Harley. You can find that on NHRA's Facebook page and Twitter account. I think it was one of the better ones. Yes, we're wearing face coverings, but Bob is loud and clear, and you get some great shots of the bike. It's awesome, especially given the historic nature of what happened with that bike. Thanks to our sponsors. Really appreciate everybody who stepped up on WFO. Thanks to Alan Reinhart earlier in the week. Thanks to Matt Smith for coming on the show. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio. Good luck, Austin Proc. Win your way on this thing, baby. WFO.
I love WFO Radio.